You've got questions? I've got answers. Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, answering the questions that new leaders ask us. Our goal is to help all leaders become more productive, successful, and confident. And to do that, today we're talking about the subject of motivation. Let's go. So I was recently asked this question. Let me read it to you. It goes like this. I need ideas on motivating and unifying our 25-person blue-collar team. Many are not young, but they often display juvenile attitudes and seem blind to the big picture. So, wow, there's a lot there. So really what I want to talk about today is the core question of how do I motivate my blue-collar team? Two first thoughts. Number one is you can't motivate anybody. That's something that they do. Like, all motivation is self-motivation. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. What can you do if you can't motivate? Well, what you can do is you can persuade, you can influence, you can inspire. Those are things that you can do. So let's get clear on the question first. The real question is, what can I do to influence my team? What can I do to get them to focus on what I need them to focus on? That's what I need to do. I can't motivate them. I got to influence them, inspire them, okay? Second thing is, you use the word blue collar, and if you're using that word to give me context, that's okay. But if you're using that word to sort of explain away a situation, that's not so okay. As an observation, maybe helpful. As a judgment, not so much. In other words, if your question, if you were to say, "Hey Kevin, I know how to unify an otherwise team. I know how to unify a remote team. I know how to unify a white collar team. I know how to unify a team of young people." Like if it's only blue collar that's your problem, that's part of your problem. Because people are people. Now, as context, that may be helpful. And there's some other clues that I get in the question that may be useful as well. But I wanted to make sure those two things were really clear before we went too far. So how do I influence this team? This is a team that's been around for a while, it sounds like. So that needs to come into play. So first thing I've got to do is I've got to be clear on what it is that I want them to be doing. They're exhibiting some juvenile behaviors. Now, first of all, what are those? Second of all, calling them that aren't really helping. But third of all, what is it that I want? What are the behaviors that I'm looking for? So I've got to be clear on that first. So figure that out first. Then you can start to influence, coach, persuade them in that direction. Now, secondly, because this is a group of people that have been around for a while, based on the question, there's a lot of other stuff at play here. There's habit, there's culture, there's peer pressure. So as you try to help people change their behavior, there are going to be other people that are going to try to suck them back to the old behaviors. And so we've got to help people see a bigger picture of how the work that they do is meaningful for all of them. So what I've got to do collectively is help people see a vision of the big picture that was asked about in the question itself. So help people really see the big picture, how the work is meaningful for them. If they have that, that's a start. And then, in terms of the behavior change, you want to be watching for it, you want to be encouraging it, you want to be giving people feedback for it, you want to be recognizing it, and you need to be patient because it's going to take some time. So hopefully all that was helpful. And the big idea, the first part of the question was about how do I motivate? So that's the point of today's tweet. Motivation is internal. As leaders, we can persuade, influence, and inspire others, but not motivate them. Now, the great thing about this question was there's a lot more in the question that I could answer in one episode. In fact, the next time I'm right here, I'm going to be answering the other half of this question. And both of these questions and a lot of other things can be found here on the Bud to Boss website. So if you are a new leader, there are resources here for you. If you are someone who leads or supervises or coaches other new leaders, there are all sorts of resources for you here. Free ones like this, and of course, paid ones too. We got to keep the lights on in this studio. So I hope that you will check those out. I hope you will come back often and let us know that if we can help you reach your goals as a leader, new or otherwise. Thanks so much. I'll see you on a future episode when we answer another question. In fact, when we answer the other half of this very question. Thanks.